Hands up for people who are not Debian. Not Debian? So you, do you do Fedora packaging?
I'm not involved in any particular packages, but I'm working on getting Fedora working on IE64, so I'm monkeying around a lot of different packages.
Okay. And everybody else is using Debian and doing Debian packaging? That's slightly suboptimal, but okay. So what I'm trying to do, it's listed up here. I really want to figure out a way so that distros can work together better. This is on a package-by-package basis. I'm not talking about some of the other concepts I've heard at this conference where, like, let's just kind of create all the distros out of one set of, like, sort of like software product lines type thing, so that we can set a flag, distro equals Red Hat, and click build, and then, like, out pops your new Red Hat CD. That's not necessarily what I'm talking about, but more like, in my particular case, I'm the maintainer for MDADM, the RAID maintenance tool, and I look at what the Ubuntu people are doing, and I look at what the Fedora people are doing, and I'm like, hey, this is actually a pretty good idea. Like, we could profit from each other, but it's such a pain to get the patches from the other people and import them, make them work with your stuff, and then keep track of their changes. Because frequently, because it is so much work for me to pull them, it is equally a lot of work for the other maintainers, for the Fedora maintainer to keep me alerted from this stuff. And I think most of this is because we don't have an integrated workflow where we're doing it. So in my ideal world, I'm working together with Fedora people and together with Gentoo people in order to create packages and have three different sets of patches. If you let me start just by quickly outlining the workflow that at least I think is pretty descriptive for Debian. Is there any way we can turn this thing off? Does anyone know? No. Okay. I can do this. That'll do. So my understanding of Debian packaging is basically that you get an upstream software, and then you have a, I don't know UML at all, but like somehow this is a state and this is a process, and it's different. So this is the process of Debianization, and out pops the Deb package. And during the Debianization, there are a couple of things that, sorry, I can't do that. This is going to be really difficult. During the Debianization, there are a couple of things that we're doing, and specifically, we're changing the upstream software. And there are three different types of changes. In the world of Debian, so far there are two. What I'm trying to get at is to introduce the third one. So the changes that I'm talking about are... Does it work better with this one? Yes. So the changes that I'm talking about are the upstream-specific ones, or the ones that apply to upstream in general, such as manual pages typos, man page typos, bug fixes. And then the Debian specific ones. And those could include policy compliance, for instance, init D stuff. Even though every single distro tends to have an initd directory, we all have to do the init scripts mostly ourselves. Upstream sometimes has init scripts, but they're not LSB compliant, or they can't be reused by the distro in most cases. So during the process of Debianization, I basically create a couple of patches. And these patches fall into these two categories. And what I'm trying to do, or what I'm trying to argue, is that, for instance, in a descript, well, they apply to all the distros, so if we could get multiple distros to work together, we'll just introduce a third category here, the distro category, and for instance, the in descripts then fall into this category. It's a very good question, and did you were in Jeff's talk today, were you? No? So Jeff talked about this disintermediating distributions. He was basically, it led from the idea that we don't need any more distros. We should really have upstream, let upstream have some tools, such as the auto tools, that would enable them to simply service all the distros. So you don't actually need the integration, all the work that we're doing for Debian, for Fedora, for Ubuntu, for Gentoo, and so on. We don't actually need to do that anymore because upstream is taking care of it. Now, in my understanding, from having dealt with a couple of upstream authors, that requires a lot of work for them, and it requires for them to understand the way that multiple distros work. And with init descripts, for instance, I agree with you. Maybe it's a bad example. Maybe it would make sense to push the init descripts upstream, but init descripts are system 5, right? So if a postfix author, for instance, wants to service non-system 5 systems, there's no real reason why he should have the init descripts in the upstream repository or in the upstream tarball. Now, this is not necessarily something that that I can really argue. Right, and it might be that the upstream doesn't want to put this sort of stuff into the tarball because it's Linux specific, and I'm kind of talking about Linux distros. And it doesn't apply to all the other Unix systems. But on the other hand, it might also just mean extra work for upstream, who doesn't really want to deal with it. So the extra layer is something where all the distros can work together. Well, so this is sort of why I don't want it to be covering the entire distro. Like, I don't want to standardize at this point in time on Upstart. I think it's a good system, but it's not going to be possible to move all of Debian and all of Fedora and all of Gentoo all together to Upstart to use it. This is going to take quite a long time. So, but on a package basis, like with MDADM, we'll be dealing with 4 people. For instance, and the 4 of us can say, hey, look, there's 2 of us are using init descripts, 1 is using Upstart, 1 is using the Gentoo stuff. There's no reason why we shouldn't be putting all this information together, why we shouldn't have access to all of them, so that every one of our users can actually have the choice. So we're kind of thinking user-oriented. We're trying to give our users the choice and not bothering upstream with it at the same time. This init descripts is possibly a bad example. So I don't really want to limit myself down on it. So, but what I would like to do is understand, ideally understand how the workflows are. And I guess I have a question then for the Fedora representative. Delegate, is this approximately how things happen for RPMs as well in Fedora?
Yeah.
Right. How? Are there different ways in which Fedora manages these patches? Assuming we're also trying to minimize the patches, ideally, because it means less work for us. But there will be some, 5-10 patches or something in the ideal case. How do you manage them? How do you maintain them? Are there different approaches in Fedora?
I'm probably not very good at that, but individual packages may be entered just to make sure that they're
Well, I'll give you some examples from Debian, maybe that makes more sense. But you just mentioned CVS, and let me just ask one more thing there. Is all of Fedora, are all the packages maintained in CVS? Wow. Okay. So with Debian, we're sort of the anarchy, you know. We don't have a centralized system or any organization whatsoever. We have a multitude of different approaches. One of them is the none approach, which means that our packages being the original tarball, a div, which is basically the result of the Debianization, and then, well that's sort of it. That's what creates the package, the source package. And with very simple packages, often maintainers just put the patches directly into the source tree and then generate the div, so that in the end you'll have a div that is basically a concatenation of five different patches. That's one approach. Other approaches are, for instance, DBS, dpatch, and also quilt. All of these three together basically put the patches into the .debian directory, ./debian directory patches, and have one patch per file. So that in the end, actually, you still have all the patches concatenated in the div, because the div is the one that adds these files in the directory to the Debian package, but they're separated into files. So you can actually maintain them separately. You can make them available as files for other people. But the problem with this is obviously that these patches get out of sync. So you will have to remake them, and DBS is absolutely horrific. Nobody really wants to be using it. As far as I understand it, I've never touched it. Dpatch is currently losing a lot of friends because some prominent developers have decided that they hate it and will never touch a package that uses dpatch. And Quilt is a more advanced dpatch. It's basically dpatch with dependencies in a stacked approach. So that these are the two main ones that exist, and we currently have version control coming into it. So in this sense, I guess Jeff earlier on in the talk said that Debian is kind of like 10 years ahead from all the other distros in the way we manage the distribution, but in the way that we use version control systems, I think we're like 10 years behind all the other distros. If you say in Fedora you're using CVS for everything, that has its benefits, even though CVS may not be up to speed anymore, right? For us, it means that we now have to support 15 different version control systems. And for contributors, translators, or anyone who touch a package, download a package and want to make changes to it, it means you have to understand 15 different version control systems. So that's also not very optimal. But this trend that we're seeing is basically my motivation for what I'm currently doing, trying to find these commonalities. I think that future is in version control systems, because these things are designed to do exactly what we're doing. As a matter of fact, because in the Debian archive we have at most five different versions of a piece of software available in the old stable, testing, unstable, and experimental suites, two proposed updates. Backwards is non-official, but volatile. So we have a lot of different versions available, and basically people have called the Debian archive a version control system. Because you just... Which is also non-official, it's Debian.net. People have called the Debian archive a version control system. So it only seems natural for me to think, and for apparently many other people to think, that we're heading into version control. And now we have this problem of 15 different version control systems, unlike Fedora, which is standardized.
project is the different things in the CPS, underneath so the individual developer is probably writing in things like GPS, whatever, as long as they adhere to the Aura standard of insurance. Any user can go into like the developer agreement and type make testers that's on the end, for example, and it will generate the source of
okay, so let me get this right. In Fedora, what you have obviously in the archive are RPMs. And no, that's not what I meant. We call it archive where we download stuff, where you install your system from, basically. That's what the mirror is, right? It has the RPMs. But if you wanted to get the source, then you get it from CVS. So, like, if Rawhide is going to go stable, then you basically snapshot the CVS into source RPMs and put it on the CD. Okay, so but because, and I'll need your Debian people to confirm this in a second, because you have a very standardized CVS layout with patches and so on and so forth, basically every package looks exactly the same in there. You're nodding. Are you also a Fedora person? Okay, you used to be more than you're now, but well, it's good that we're not only one, but we don't have only one person. Oh, another Debian person coming in. Okay, so let me get back. You have a CVS, you have a standardized layout in the CVS. And that, to me now, sounds pretty much exactly like our DSC files, which are really just a way to obtain the source, and then you get, they're also standardized. They're not necessarily a layout, but what they are is basically a description of what packages are part of the source package, like the org, tarball, and diff. So we get the DSC file, we apply the diff to the tarball, and what we have is the unpacked source file. You go to the CVS, you pull down, you basically do this operation, the wget for out of the spec file, the URL, and you get the original tarball, and then you pull the modifications, Red Hat Fedora specific modifications out of CVS, merge the two, and then you have an unpacked source package. Yeah? Yes, we obtain the source packages from upstream when we're creating the package.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, but in, when you create a packet, you obviously have to have the original source available. So you also download the tarball, and then you create the package, and then you pull out the modifications that you made for Fedora, and you stow them away in CVS, and you store the MD5 sum with the link in the spec file, and then you basically have the information there. Okay. So was that the Fedora site where the tarball is actually coming from? Okay. Okay. Well, then in a sense, it doesn't really matter. It's a licensing thing in the sense, but it also means that the tarball is going to be available even if upstream is with what was it, GoDaddy, and they don't like the software. That was it, right? Well, that's a very good point. Yeah, Fedora 8, Fedora 7, Rawhide, like that'll be old stable, and this is our unstable. So basically, we could convert our entire source packages into CVS. We could check them in, which Lars Virzenius has tried and horribly failed with CVS, because it couldn't deal with that amount of data. But he, I think he also tried to import it all into one single repository. Is that what you have, one single repository, or is there one repository for each package? Okay, well, I don't remember CVS, to be honest. Okay. So that's the... So inside these... can we have a look at what's happening inside the Fedora 8 directory, for instance? Okay, so if I'm correct, because you're storing individual patch files inside a version control system, you're basically doing... Good boy. You're basically... Okay. You're basically doing the same thing as we're doing with DBS, dpatch, and quilt, which have individual patch files in the Debian patches subdirectory, which if you... We now have an additional layer in Debian. We have our svn.debian.org and git.debian.org and whatever for all the different version control systems that we support. And every package can have, or every project can have their repository there. And then what they do most of the time, in most cases, is simply store the entire Debian tree there. They don't. Many projects, especially Subversion-using projects, which are the most common currently, don't store the original source. They only store the Debian modifications, and then they store patch files inside a version control system. That's sort of like that's a black hole, and you know you do. It's kind of weird. So when upstream changes, significantly. Upstream changes the source significantly, and your patch files don't apply anymore. You actually have to recreate them one by one. Okay, so I think up to now we're pretty much the same. We're doing pretty much the same stuff. And I guess this is the... one other question. Have you ever heard of... Fedora actually has efforts in the direction of replacing CVS with other version control systems and also using branches, getting rid of the patch files. Are you familiar with any of that? Okay. No, not more Debian style, because we've just identified that you're already basically, you know, we are either doing Fedora style, you're doing Debian style, we both are doing Foo style or whatever it is. No, I'm not suggesting that, but I'm suggesting that there's a I'm going to put up the wiki page again, wiki.debian.org/vcspackaging, and it has a link to the Fedora project website where they outline how they intend to use branches for patch management. And that has happened as part of a larger discussion in 2005, I think that was. I didn't think that another project could produce as much mail as Debian usually does, but Fedora really did well on that one. There was a lot in that thread, so I tried to follow it, and what they're basically trying to do is get rid of CVS and replace it with a version control system. I hope you guys make the right choice, you know, like just go with one version, not with 15. There's a slight problem with that. And basically then harness the version control system to the point where you don't have to store patch files inside the version control system. If you then look at the diff output, you know, you'll get like plus lines. It's lovely. And then you try to make a trivial change, and you don't want to recreate it. Sometimes you can hack diff files, but then that really just kind of blows your mind. You had your hand up, and I'll get to you in a second. Yeah. Okay, so you basically just said that it won't happen in Fedora because you want to store the pristine tarball and then keep the patches separately. This is exactly what Debian is doing as well at the moment. And there is a guy who has recently tried to get rid of our source package format by introducing, by replacing the .org, .tar.gz, and the diff with one file, which is .git.tar.gz. And that could be, you know, .hg.tar.gz, doesn't matter. The important point is that inside that tarball, you'll have a complete Git repository, possibly a shallow one, meaning only the last 100 revisions since the last stable release or something like that. And it has a branch which has the pristine upstream source. Now, he also actually developed a tool that stores the differences between any unpack tree and the pristine tarball with the same the correct dates, and therefore generating the right MD5 sum, so that you can actually generate the correct tarball with the right MD5 sum out of the upstream branch that is inside the version control system. So we have the same problem, the same challenge, but I think there are solutions. It's going to take quite a while, but maybe I can add at this point in time, this is part of the motivation. We are at the beginning of this step in Debian at the moment. And now is the time to, at least in my opinion, to sync up with the other distros if we ever want to do something in common. Because you guys are pretty much, as we've identified, at the same point where we are, slightly different, but it's a one-to-one mapping, more or less. You are possibly going to move somewhere else, too. There is discussion on the wiki. There is interest. It's not happening. You are also at the beginning. Now is the time to figure out how to do it. And that's kind of why I wanted to do this, and I hope this is only the beginning of an ongoing discussion. Now, you had a point. Sorry. Yeah, that's another nightmare that's happening sometimes in Debian, which is sort of like patch files in version control systems. It's like storing tarballs inside tarballs. This is partly because of licensing problems, so that we can actually that makes no sense actually, because we sometimes remove files from the tarball because we can't distribute them. Because Debian is about 100% freedom, so. Non-compliant files that can't be stored in our archive or something like that. But there are reasons for why people do this. And there's actually been discussion about formalizing this format, about having multiple tarballs that then can contain other tarballs which unpack in defined locations and so on and so forth. I hope that never happens. But it's true. We have that at times. And I'm not advocating it. I'm basically saying it's actually a real pain to work with. Yeah.
All right.
So let's see, where do we go from here? Is there any comments from any one of you or any questions at this point?
So it's also a distinction between a native Debian and a non-native.
Right. It's basically the difference between a native and a non-native Debian package is the existence of the diff or not. But that distinction I don't think is necessarily important. What I'm trying to say is if we come up with a new way of doing it, I don't think we need to necessarily keep it that way. We don't need to have. You can have an empty diff. I know a lot of people who, like I for myself, I've written a bunch of software. I've never ever bothered to put it on SourceForge or FreshMeat, but I've still made non-native packages out of them. I know another person, however, who has never ever written a non-native Debian package. This is Joey Hess. He has IkiWiki is a Debian package, a native one. Oh well. Well, so this is true. I mean, Debian and Ubuntu are very, very much similar, or more similar than Debian and Fedora are. I had a talk yesterday. Let me just quickly produce that one slide. This is a branching model that applies to the workflow that I and a couple of other people in Debian use. And you will see that there is a mapping between these three different or two different categories of patches and the branches. Like there is an upstream category here, and I have a blue branch upstream patches on the very top. So these are patches that apply to upstream only. The Debian specific patches are the feature branches that are in the /star namespace. So deb2 and deb_bar are Debian specific ones. There could be a Fedora / or a Ubuntu / namespace of branches in the same repository. They wouldn't bite each other because they're different namespaces for the Ubuntu specific things and for the Fedora specific things. And now given a Debian specific namespace and an Ubuntu namespace and a Fedora namespace, there will be commonalities between these three. Like initd scripts, for instance, for Linux, or ways to integrate better with the Linux kernel because you make etc sysctl.conf modifications and this kind of stuff. So what I want to do is move these commonalities into the distro namespace so that everybody can use them. And then essentially what happens is when you build, which is the result of where the tags are, when you build, you take the upstream, all the upstream patches into the build branch, and then you merge your master, which is my development branch, which is for me as a Debian developer, it's the Debian branch. You merge that into the build branch, and you basically create a package that consists of upstream plus Debian-specific stuff plus distro-specific stuff in the other order, upstream plus distro plus Debian-specific stuff, and you get the Debian package. And for Fedora, you do upstream plus distro plus Fedora-specific stuff, and you get the Fedora software. And that, you know, your the RPM spec file is obviously in the Fedora-specific, or in the RPM-specific. You could even have another layer between the distro-specific and the specific distro-specific ones. So that you basically have the same source. You're all working on the same source. You can easily change patches between each other because it's all in the same, ideally in the same version control system. And we're talking about a single package, which makes it a lot easier to agree on one version control system. And then I think you can profit from each other. And I guess that's my main point. So if there are no further questions or comments, then I guess I'll end here for now. I'd like to bring up this again. And if you're interested in this topic, I've created a mailing list, which is called VCS-PKG. You can just Google for VCS-PKG. It's going to be the first hit. It's the packaging workflow mailing list, but it's called VCS because I think the trend is towards version control systems. This is the page with all the links. And then I'd like to thank you for your attention and hope that this is only the beginning of a fruitful collaboration, or what do they say? This is the beginning of a wonderful friendship, a relationship or something like that in Casablanca. All right. Thanks again.
Frickin' moin moin should be.
Yeah. And this is only the start. I don't, you know, this is not necessarily needs to be forever on the Debian wiki, which is a horrible wiki anyway. But I just needed a quick dump for some links.
I do like the idea of sharing this. We're going to run into the same.